neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Mr. Butler, the Sagi, remembered. So now, the question that is asked, how come he remembered right now? What happened? So he knew before, or he just remembered?
He knew before, but this time he decided, I gotta speak up.
Chazak Baruch. So here we see that he did not remember till now, exactly. And the reason is that the Yisurim that Yosef HaTzadik had to go through, no matter what, as the Midrash brings, he tied a string around his finger to not forget. So the Malach would come and untie it. So here we learn, whatever that is designated, whatever you do, so that's what the process one has to go through. So he didn't remember till this time. So now, here, so what he was, it was his reaction was when he remembered, what did he say?
He put Yosef down.
No, but...
before.
Say?
The butler, what did he say?
Yes, what did he say?
He didn't say in a nice way about Yosef.
No, before it. No, that you're going too fast.
Oh, he said that there was somebody in the jail that did...
No, before it. Before. He said, I remember my sin. Right? So why did he say such a thing? What has anything to do with him remembering what the case was? Why does he say? He said, Et hata'ai ani maskir hayom. I remember my sin. So now, let's analyze. Whose punishment was more severe, the baker or the butler?
The baker.
The butler, right.
Butler.
You said the butler or the baker?
The baker.
Why? To be careless, to have a little bit of sand in the flour, is it more severe punishment? Like, is it more carelessness or a fly in the cup of the wine? Which one? Fly in the cup, exactly. Because you cannot... Yeah, it's not an easy thing to spot. No, you see the fly, you take it out. It's a big thing. It's clear, it's obvious. Very easy to spot. So now here, the brother says, Et hata'ai, I remember my sin. What did he mean? He meant the one that was supposed to be punished actually was who?
Me.
It was the butler. He said, look at this. He got me out. How? Because he has some type of power. Because actually the butler should be punished and the baker should be out. So that's why he starts, he says that if I'm out here, so that means he has some type of power. But still, he put Yosef down. Now that he's a slave and he wanted to make sure that he would not be appointed by Paro in any position. Why? Because he was scared that he will lose his job. Was he successful? Did it work?
No.
Didn't work. So now, another point that we have to have in mind. First of all, if Ribono Shel Olam wants to save you, no matter what, he gets you out. Just like the butler, so he was out. And the second lesson here is that no matter what people might say about you, to put you down, say negative thing about you, or say Lashon Hara about you, if Ribono Shel Olam wants to protect you, so then no matter what people say, it's not going to work. So now, the other point here is, when Yosef was released and he was given the position of being a viceroy, did he know what Butler said about him?
No.
He did. Yes, he did. So now, was Butler shocked about Yosef being given such a position?
Yes.
Yes. So now, if you were, it was you, what would you do to Butler? Huh?
Punish him.
You send him home, at least. Did he do such a thing?
No.
Why?
Ah,
very nice. So now here, we learn a very important lesson. The best revenge that you can take from your enemies is to have them around. And they enjoy you're successful and you're doing good. This is the the best revenge that you yeah. The other type of revenge is not Jewish. So here we learn a very important lesson. Yosef came to the picture and he was relaxed and he knew what exactly Butler said about him and he led him to enjoy and eat himself up to see, you know, whatever that he said, whatever that he put, you know, tried to put him down, it did not work. And that's what exactly you should have in mind. Chas v'shalom, do not make any non-Jewish plan. Because they all and all in the hands of Ribono shel Olam, Yishtabach Shmo Lahav.
Kol ha'neshamot, Hallel ko Halleluko. Kol ha'neshamot, Neshamo sheli. Kol ha'neshamot, Hallel ko Halleluko. Kol ha'neshamot, Neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.